is reaching the spirits. This I, vile, have done. Have done my limit. Do thou make clean that beyond the limit, O gracious one. O God, I have washed my skin clean of ordure. Do thou wash this beloved clean of worldly taints.
Okay. What was that? Are you listening? Aha! It's not the end of the story, it's the opening. Another paragraph is based on this. In the first one, he said, let me tell you that there are different sayings, different words for different stuff. For example, in prayer, when you're newly cleaning up, you do this, you clean up your nose. What do you say? You say, thank you, God, please give me the good smell of the paradise because I cleaned up my nose. Okay? Then you clean up your ass. Then you don't say, oh, give me the essence of this and this and that. Or then you would say, oh my God, okay, this is how much I could clean it up, but for real cleaning I need your help. Please clean me up. You say there are two different things to say there. Right? Now we go to the paragraph that somebody who is mistaking the whole. This is something in Persian language that every Iranian will know it, will say, you're mistaking the whole. The story is a guy who is washing his ass and will say, give me the good smell of the paradise. He said, it doesn't work that way. But why is he bringing it here? And what does he want to explain? Do you remember? You are not here. What about you? Do you remember? What is the subject? That we arrived to a guy who is washing his ass? His asshole, what was it? You don't. The beginning was, it's the first real wise guy. The first wise guy realized that if I tell everyone that, people, we have to move, they are here to kill all of us, we'll all be killed. So I don't tell them. This is what the subject is. There are moments that you could explain something to other people. There are places and moments that you cannot. Advice is not like that. It doesn't happen like that. There are times that it's not the time of advisement and conversation. You have to start because you understood. We are at the step of the first guy, right? Yes.
A certain person used to say at the time of abstention, oh God, let me smell the sweet odor of paradise instead of, oh God, make me one of those who repent much and make me one of those who purify themselves, which is a form of prayer in abstention. And he used to recite the formula proper to abstention at the time of rinsing his nose. A venerable man heard and could not endure it. A certain one said at the time of abstention, unite me with the scent of paradise. A person said, you have used a good formula, but you have missed the whole for the prayer.
This is it. You missed the whole. This is one whole, that's another whole. And he insists on it, because from book four, Rumi doesn't care about being polite and blah, blah, blah. To touch it. He will say, this is it. When something is good for some place, that thing is not good for the other place. You have to know what is good, where and when. Yes.
Since this prayer was the formula applicable to the nose, why have you applied the nose formula to the arse? One free, gets the odor of paradise from his nose, how should the odor of paradise come from the rump? O thou who has brought humility into the presence of fools, and O thou who has brought pride into the presence of kings, the pride showed to the base is goodly and fitting.
Ah, you brought the first point here. Listen, let me give you a good example. What is the difference between compliment and nagging? What is it? Compliment is good when you are facing something good, right? So you compliment it. When something is no good, and if you compliment it, what did you do? You worsen the situation and everything. There are two attitudes. One attitude is from a grown-up to a non-grown-up. This is an attitude, isn't it? He said, okay, if you take this attitude to a king, what will happen? Okay, the king is great, and you brought the humbleness over there is good. If you do the opposite, when you go to the king, you are not humble. When you go to the others, you are humble. You're doing it all wrong. Every action is good in a very special position. You have to remember that. Yes.
The rose grew for the sake of the nostrils. Sweet scent is the stipend of the nose, O churl. The scent of the rose is for organs of smell, O bald man. This hole below is not the place for that scent. How should the scent of paradise come to thee from this place? If thou requirest the scent, seek it from its place. Likewise, love of country is right. First, O master, know thy country.
Ah, okay. All of this, again, back to that word. Say, the same thing is hubbul vatan, loving your birthplace, loving your native place is good. But pay attention, what is that vatan? What is the real birthplace? Yes?
That sagacious fish said, I will journey, I will withdraw my heart from their advice and counsel. 'Tis no time for counsel. Hark, journey. Like Ali, sigh into the well. Very seldom is there found a fit confidant for that sigh. Go by night, and let thy movement be hidden, like the night patrol. Set out from this lake toward the sea. Seek the sea, and take leave of this whirlpool. That wary made its breast a foot, and was going from its perilous abode to the sea of light.
This is the attitude of this fellow, which you should learn. What was it? Right at the beginning I explained, these are his thoughts, and he said, listen, here everybody is talking about tradition. What is remaining of the past, and blah, blah, blah. And I cannot argue with them. So it's better that I save myself first. How? Very slowly, in the middle of the darkness, I will make my hands like running a boat and something like that, and I will go away. Because saving myself is the first duty, and the others, they are not listening. Yes?
Like the deer, of which a dog is in pursuit, and which keeps running, so long as there is a single nerve in its body. Hares sleep with a dog in pursuit as a sin. How indeed is sleep in the eye of him who hath fear? That fish departed and took the way to the sea. It took the far way and the vast expanse. It suffered many afflictions, and in the end it went after all towards safety and welfare. It cast itself into the deep sea, whose bound no eye can reach. So when the fishermen brought their net, the half-intelligent was bitterly grieved thereat, and said, "Alas, I have lost the opportunity. How did not I accompany that guide? He went off suddenly, but seeing that he went, I ought to have gone after him in hot haste. 'Tis wrong to regret the past. What is gone will not come back."
Our reasoning. Okay, the first one is a clever one. He went out, he was safe. The second one, the half-wise one, he came in from saying, "Ah, now they are here with the traps, and we did it wrong. He went away, why didn't I follow him? Yes, he didn't say anything to me because it's not his duty. I had to follow him." Then what? Ah, the next paragraph, of course, because the story is not ended and we'll not come back to this right away because everything was the last verses. He said, okay, the second guy looks and said, "I did wrong, I had to follow that." But listen, looking at it this way is stupid. What's the use of it? This is something that you have to have in your planning, in your mind, that when something went wrong, you cannot correct that. And you're not supposed to sit down and cry for that. So what? Do something else. Here, okay, I explained to you that for the second guy, suddenly it came clear that I was wrong, I didn't follow him. What? That's not enough. That's stupid if it stops there. So let's stop worrying and looking for a solution. For that, first let me change the story for you. Let me bring you a very lovely and delicate story. This is a very funny one. Again, this story is in Kalinduk Domine, same. And Rumi will explain it very cutely here. This story goes like this. Somebody grabbed or somehow trapped a little bird, okay? Which was good for a simple barbecue. The little bird say, hey, wait a minute. You got me, okay. But don't kill me and eat me. Because, there is a secret that I have to tell you, and if I tell you that secret, you don't need the little bit of meat I do. And it's simple. Put me on the wall, I'll give you the first advice. I go on the tree and I'll give you the second one and then the third one, which will be a lifesaver, something fantastic. How do you like that? The guy will accept. And say, okay. We'll put it up there. Say, okay. What is the first? The first advice. Don't have pity and sorry for something which is past and you could do nothing about it. Okay, not a bad one. Okay. Go on the top of the tree, on the top of the tree, he will say, you know what? You're a little bit silly. I had a 10 gram diamond in my mouth, which is $46 million. And you stupidly, you let it go. The guy will say, okay, what is the third one? I say, you stupid one, did you listen to the first and the second? The first one I told you, don't become sorry. In the second one you became sorry. What do you mean by that? So you are not even worth it to listen to the third one. This is the story. He brings it in in the middle of this, because the next paragraph